Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Happy, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Welcome back to Bad Examples. This is going to be a special episode because it is the Tracy episode. The Tracy episode.
How is
the
it my
Tracy episode? I swear, give me like the first five and then I'm going to let her take complete control. I can't just give her complete control. I need at least 5 minutes. Then I will do so. Okay. We got a deal?
Mm-hmm. I'll try.
So today we're talking about something that I think Tracy specializes in. Or, yeah, you've got a lot of knowledge in this subject.
I feel like a lot of girls do. It's
yeah.
No one really acknowledges like what it is until it becomes apparent to them. And you're like, ugh, yep, that's it. That's mine.
See, you know why this is your episode? Because you're so good at even the sound.
Ugh.
The word ick has the sound. Ugh. That is it. Ugh. Ugh. Alan, let's
you know
hear,
when
let's
you
hear your
see
ick
a
sound.
Guy do something and you're like, ugh. Alan, what's yours?
My ick sound is...
Yeah, make it.
No, what's your ick on females?
No, let him make,
oh,
a,
make
sound.
A sound. Yep.
I don't make a sound for the ick.
Make it.
I don't make a sound for the ick. It's a face for me.
Oh, it's
okay,
your
okay, we'll
face?
Take it. Let's see it.
Oh. Yeah. Just pure disgust.
All right. Before I hand this off to Tracy to take control, let's talk about ick. What is the ick? What does it mean? For those of you that don't, maybe never heard this term before. When I look at Urban Dictionary, I get a clear picture. I think you'll be able to understand. So the ick, it's something that someone does that instantly is a turnoff for you. It makes you instantly hate the idea of being with them romantically. And they call it like, oh, you suddenly catch the ick because you can't look at that person the same way.
It's like you can never unsee.
Yes.
That moment of disgust that turned you from like, wow, he's so hot, to I will never let that man fuck me.
Exactly. The ick can progressively get more and more like
ick-ish.
Turn them off. Yeah. And like
ickable.
Yes. And like sometimes it's really for no particular reason. And because an ick doesn't have to like make sense to everybody.
No,
like Tracy's ick might not
icks.
Be. Yes, it's very personal.
For example,
great,
a big
go.
Ick I have is like when men slurp soup. Like, also, why are you blowing on it? If I see a man blow on soup, be a man and burn your mouth. Like, what are you doing? That's a pussy move. Like, are you okay?
You cannot order soup on a date. It
no,
just
I don't know. It's like such an ick for me. I'm like, yeah. Ew, just wait till it cools the fuck off. Are you blowing on it like a child?
You know, I was thinking of like we like this new generation takes credit for everything. But I was the ick like it. There was no word for it. But I literally think like Seinfeld is based around the ick. Like
the whole show is based on. What
like
ick.
Oh, her hands are too big. Like the stupidest shit that just bothered like one person, and they were deal breakers, and they couldn't carry the relationship. I mean, the whole show is
George
is
Costanza's
that.
Everyday episode was something that he didn't like about a woman.
Yeah, and it was something stupid, right? Like,
yeah, he's like, I loved her, but I don't know the way her left toe curved in. It really confused
yes,
me.
It gave him the ick. Yeah,
I love that the way you're describing this.
Is it not correct?
It's correct, but you're also using. The show where everyone is a horrible fucking person.
Oh, yeah, they're awful.
Literally
people.
Goes to jail for being horrible fucking people. And you're like, yeah, this is how I live my life.
Yeah. We're literally the show is called Bad Examples. I'm mm-hmm. surprised we're not live streaming from jail, to be honest.
Honestly, yeah. It's disturbing how far the show has even gone because I don't know why people keep coming back and listening to what we have to say at all.
I mean, no,
but it's so funny because
educational
men's icks and women's icks are like so similar. But
tell us, Shrey, you tell us. Go.
But like, for me, an ick is like if I'm at a restaurant with a guy and he's like, "Oh, what are you thinking of ordering?" And then I have to place the order myself to the waiter. He should be like, "I'll have this, she'll have this," and then he'll order his food. Like, I think after you ask me what I want, you should place my order for me. So it's an ick if he lets me talk to the waiter. It's honestly.
So you instantly get like turned
it's
off.
It's not like a non-negotiable ick. I'm just like, ugh, that's.
I feel like I have the opposite ick. I feel like if a guy orders for me, I'm going
to
be like,
right,
ugh.
But that's why icks are particular to the person.
Yeah, Tracy wants to be treated like less than a human being. And
yeah, I want some guy to order for me, just like I want him to pay for that same food he just ordered. Yeah, I can't hear you, Alan. Don't laugh in silence. Laugh out loud.
I can laugh in silence. I can laugh
in
silence. I
will have to hear you laugh. I have a whole list. How this started was Sammy has so many fucking icks, which I love her, but that's probably why some of us are all still single, because she's now put her icks on me. Yeah, and I can't unsee them.
She ick shared.
Yeah. And now she ick shared so hard that things that never bothered me in the past are now bothering me. And so Sammy and her friends, and including me and my group chat and all of our friends, added to an ick list. And the ick list is like hundreds of icks from different women of what we think. And once you read some of these things that you never thought about, are now like men who wear backpacks and run through the airport, I think is like the funniest thing. Never did I even think about it. Then I read the ick list and I'm like, oh my God, that is a fucking huge one.
We really are such a funny species.
Men standing on a line for a water ride. What? Who would have thought that? That's one of these girls' icks. And I'm just like, wait, no way. Like, what are you talking about? I don't know. Men standing on lines for like rides and water rides. And I'm like, this can't be real. So I needed to share the ick list with Jess.
Okay. So I, as we go through.
What? Imagine.
I know. Men just existing and standing there is ick to some women. It's so funny.
Family to Disney World, and someone is like, "Honey, I think we need a divorce." You stood
because the way you're standing on that line is just too ick for me.
Like, oh my God, how dare you stand in line for those that water ride with our kids?
Yeah, yeah. I can't
grow up.
Grow up. Wait.
I want to know as we go through the ick list, like which ones that you particularly.
Where is it? I shared it to you. Why can't I find it in my notes?
Oh, here we go. I give Tracy one episode and she loses the episode.
Did I delete the note folder?
Hold on.
You give Tracy one episode.
One job.
She does what she does best. She blows it. She blows it.
That is what I do
she
best.
She blows it. Mm.
Well, while she's searching for the episode.
Oh, it wasn't in my notes. It was in my shared photos. Okay. Okay. I'm going to give you just a few examples of the top of this ick list. And if anybody at home shares this ick.
Honk your horn.
To let everyone else know that the ick of just men driving in general is ick. No. Okay. Hawking loogies.
Ew. Yeah. Blech.
Men who wear Crocs.
Blech.
So Jess is already beeping twice at people.
Wait, may I jump in since we're talking about men's
Yes.
feet?
Jump in.
I don't think I've ever fucked a man in flip-flops. I can't do it.
Well,
I don't
a man
care
who's if... worn flip-flops or him wearing them at the time of fucking.
Ever. Like, I think Dennis wears his Nikes to the beach. Like, I'm not into flip-flops. I don't like flip-flop. What do they do for your bottom half? It's like, what's her name at Disneyland in the dress?
Shut up.
There's something about Denny that just makes me think this is a man who wears flip-flops, though.
Like, no, he's not. Because he's blonde and he looks beachy.
He doesn't wear flip-flops. I don't know. I don't know. Like, how could you look so cool from up here and then just as you get to the
men
bottom?
Men in flip-flops, something about it isn't right. I like a slide on, like a Nike slide.
Oh, a slide. Beauty.
You know what it is? It's the thong between the toes on a man.
I don't want to see
that
a man
is
in a thong.
For me. I don't want to see nothing between your big toes. It's giving G-string. And I don't like it.
It's giving, yes.
It's ickalicious.
Alan, what's on your feet right now? I know you're wearing G-strings.
Are you wearing G-strings?
Yeah, he definitely
shoes?
Is. He definitely
oh my
is.
God, is he? Oh my God. What are those? Are those G-string?
First of all, I fucking hate flip-flops. Like, I don't wear flip-flops ever.
Okay, good.
But no, I'm not wearing a G-string on my...
I'm going to jump on that flip-flop trend G-string. Because a girl commented in here, guys in flip-flops who have hairy toes, even worse. Even worse.
I'm sorry, but this bitch would also have the ick of guys who shave their toes. Like, shut the fuck up.
Okay, I have in here
attacked,
as a few.
Alan's attacked.
Long fingernails or toenails.
Uh-huh.
If he doesn't like sushi, it's an ick.
Interesting.
That's some girl that was friends with Sammy's. Okay. A guy who wears socks and sandals.
Yeah, even though I think that's like the young ones are doing that now.
Yeah, the young ones. Men who take selfies.
They're like... Men who take selfies?
Yeah.
Huge ick. Especially, don't take it and post it.
Nose hair that's not trimmed. Like, if there's one long nose hair. A guy who can't handle his liquor.
Oh, it's so cringe.
A man who is a vegan.
Oh, my God.
Eat meat like a man.
I'm a vegetarian, and I want to stuff him with as many animals as possible. It's a manly thing.
A girl
thing.
On here put, too, blowing on soup. See, it is a thing. Like, I think it's so feminine. I don't know why.
I had a friend who's dating this girl who is a vegan. So she made him vegan, okay? And he eats meat. The two of these assholes are running around, like, not eating meat, whatever. So we're at this barbecue at the beach, and he took a bite of a burger when she wasn't looking. And his face, it was like he had an orgasm. And she came over, and he fucking tossed the burger behind him in the
what
bay.
What a pussy. You see, like, what I'm talking about?
I was like, it was the biggest ick I've ever seen. Like,
just... Yeah, honestly, bigger than you pretending to be a vegan is you being scared of your girlfriend.
We call it it's your girlfriend chameleon when you change into doing everything they like. I feel like a girlfriend chameleon is an ick for me. Like, I want you to be you. I don't want you to turn into me. I don't want you doing hair and makeup all day. Like, what are we doing here?
And to piggyback off that, a man who takes a shot with his pinky up.
Oh!
Like this. I do it, but it's a feminine trait. And if I see a man do it, hold on to that shot like it's the last shot you'll ever take. All fingers on deck.
Alan, how do you take a shot? He's so attacked.
Okay, how about this, Alan?
Hold on. I'm literally imagining a shot glass. I'm probably going to have to go pick one up. Shot glasses are too small to hold with your whole hand. What is this?
Nope.
A baby
so is you have floating pinky syndrome?
No, I don't even use... I use the like this.
Okay, I'll take that. I'll take that. As long as your pinky is not up in the air, like you're prim and prop.
I mean, is this fucking like afternoon tea?
Yes. That's what I'm talking
about. For some men, it is.
For some men, it is. It is, yeah. How about men who are not good at basic bar games? Like, sorry, you don't know how to throw a fucking dart? You know how to play pool? Like, that's
dead.
A fucking ick. If a guy gets here and he's like, he throws a dart and it doesn't even hit the fucking dartboard, I'm like, ugh! So you're not an athlete. So basically say that you fold like all the laundry in your house also. Big ick for me.
Yo, take your man out and see how he throws
a
dart.
I will. That's like taking a girl swimming on the first date. Take your man to a fucking real bar. Take him to a goddamn pub and see if he can shoot a dart.
Wow. I think I'm going to drink every time. Oh, we can't play that game.
No, you can't play that game anymore. If a man uses a baby voice, I will not only never speak to you again.
God.
I'm calling the cops. Calling the cops. If a man drives a Kia or a Subaru, that's one on this list, and I think it's fucking hysterical.
Aren't Subarus for lesbians?
There you go.
My mom had one, and everyone was calling her a lesbian.
I'm dead. This is one of Sammy's.
Okay.
Has a jail cell bed set up. Does anybody understand what this means?
Yeah, just nothing else in the room.
Only a fitted sheet and one regular pillow. Like, not like a whole setup of a bed, just like one, like, lame flat pillow.
It's giving serial
killer.
It's giving,
I just moved out of my mom's house.
You're going to handcuff me and leave me here to die.
Yeah, or eat my organs. It's giving Jeffrey Dahmer.
I also know that's a thing guys do on purpose so that girls won't stay over. So they can sleep with them and they won't stay over because you got one pillow, one blanket.
Like, I'm not staying over anyway. I'm leaving.
Well, yeah, we know, Tracy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for real, dude, go to Walmart.
If he smells like Axe.
Oh, yeah.
If he doesn't have a real deodorant, he just uses Axe as a deodorant.
Yeah.
I mean, as a cologne.
Mm-hmm.
When he says the word bruh.
Bruh.
A guy who chews really
loud. You think
it's bad
that me and Denny call each other dude?
Yeah, but you guys are like married for 40 years or something, so it's all right.
Like, I say dude a lot, and then he'll call me dude, and I'm like, this is not hot.
Any guy who splits the bill.
Oh.
Any guy who splits the bill.
Oh, God, great Sabotage Sally story for this.
Oh, I haven't heard of her in a while.
Bing bong, she's still kicking. So she was dating this guy. She dated this guy, and she really wanted to date. Now they're, like, not that into each other, but they're still dating. And they got into a fight at dinner, and he Venmo requested her half the bill. And I'm like, you're 40.
My God.
Why is your life so terrible?
Where does she find these guys?
No. Because I'm like, oh, he seems like he likes you. And she's like, nah, last week he made me Venmo him half the bill. And I was
I've never been
so
cringe.
And the fact she paid. Like, she paid it.
I would have sent it right back to him with $1 and wrote, fuck you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything slurping. If a guy, like, slurps his food of any kind.
Uh-huh.
This is such a funny one, and you would never think of it until it's said. Grabs a hand of popcorn, and then half of it falls out of his mouth. I don't know why. It's just like such a weird...
Like a baby, like just dribbling down everywhere.
Licks his fingers after eating wings.
Nope.
A guy who wears cargo shorts.
Pass.
This girl, like, does not like them. Anybody who wears a fedora.
Yeah, no. No.
No.
You cannot be a man in a fedora. You can't be a man in a fedora. You just can't.
I love how, like, at some point that changed. Like, it used to be that fucking gangsters, everybody, like, the fucking fedora was lit. And then at one point, a dude with a sword who looks sort of like me put on a fedora.
Now it's gone for life.
For everyone.
Yeah. You ruined it. Also, like, guys who go to Osprey try to wear down the shore, that club down the shore.
Oh, so cringe.
They all wear fedoras. They wore fedoras at one point, and now it's, like, the cringe. I don't know, whatever. Any hot and cold behavior from a guy. Like, hot one day, cold the next day, blah, blah, blah. Ick. Like, turn off. Any guy who quotes Joe Rogan constantly.
Ugh. It's like they can't use their brain, so they just, like, they copy his words and his thoughts. Like,
listen, this dude was on Fear Factor. He fucking knows what's up. I hate Joe Rogan.
It's like they just, like, getting all your information from one source, but the source is Joe Rogan. It's idiotic. And those men are idiots.
That'd be like trusting us as your trusted source.
Bing bong.
Yeah.
Bing to the fucking bong.
Like, look, do your own research.
Yeah, don't listen to anything we have to say.
But Trey and Jay said it.
Yeah, no, don't ever tell anybody that. Yeah. One of mine is like a super, super revved up car.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's giving the biggest small dick energy of like, look how loud my car is because my dick is so small.
It's giving, I spent all my money on my car and I still pay rent.
Yeah, my mom bought my car.
It's giving.
I put the down payment on, but my mom pays the payments.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
All right. I want to take a break from this and go into some female icks that I asked my guy friends.
Oh, this should be
and
good.
These
I
were
use the word female.
Is this from Tony, Jimmy, Joey?
This is Tony. From Derek, Mark.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
We're going to call him James instead of his real name because we're not revealing that name yet. And Hat. I asked Hat.
Oh, yay.
Okay, so I asked these four guys. Oh, and Matt. Also Matt. Women who don't get pedicures, and especially girls who don't have white toes. But we knew this from a past episode. Guys love white toes. Correct?
I think you have a really bad sample audience, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Girls who, when wearing high heels, their front toes touch the floor because their foot slid to the front. Do you know what I'm talking about?
That's the best ick we've said so far.
The best ick ever. This was given to me and I cried at this because I was like, I know what you're talking about. People have literally taken pictures of women out in public, out in the wild, with their toes touching the floor. And I know
I'm not going to lie.
How awkward was that for you, Tracy?
No, never. My toes, I have the shortest little nugget toes. They don't reach the floor if I tried. But like those long
women.
What
it is, it's a sign of the shoe also not fitting properly.
Or you not knowing how to walk in freaking heels. Or you have
idiots.
A long ass dragon toe.
Oh my God, wait. Can I just show you something? Oh, guys. This is my daughter's toes.
Cecily has it. Cecily has it.
Got the ick there, Cecily. Got the ick.
That's amazing.
I have to crop her out when I post her.
Oh, no, I can't. But
Tracy.
No, it's so funny. Cecily literally has it. Oh, my God.
Literally, me on Instagram is like, oh, how cute is this picture that I have to crop her foot out.
I cannot. Just the toe. Just the top of the toe. Yeah. Oh, my God. Her toes are so funny. All right. Ready?
Go.
A woman who has really, really bad acne and then covers it up with a ton of makeup.
Oh, you girls.
Where it's
listen,
like caked.
Listen. You make it worse.
Two guys said this.
Yeah,
so
you bring attention to it.
It's super obvious.
Here's what we're going to do. When you have bad skin like that, it's usually dry and flaky and gross. Makeup makes it worse.
You have to moisturize.
Moisturize. And if you want to try to cover the redness, because you're not going to cover the texture, you're going to put like a drop of foundation in your moisturizer. Mix it together,
So your moisturizer is tinted. Yeah, that's the best you're going to do. You're not going to put this foundation that dries your skin out more. And then it, towards the end of the day, just peels off your face. Ladies, we got this. We got this. DM me. I'll help you.
Okay, this one, all the guys said in their own forms. So I'm going to say it and you guys could take it as what it is. Any girl who either farts in front of them or says out loud, I got to take a shit. Potty talk of any kind from a girl is unacceptable behavior.
Grow the fuck up, guys. Women shit too.
Nobody, we don't poop.
I asked Denny this morning. I said, what's your one?
I was married for 7 years. He never heard me fart in front of him. He never saw me take a shit in front of him. I would.
And look, it turned out great.
Yeah, well, that was not on my part. It would have. It would have.
Oh my God. Rude. Oh my God.
Okay, ready? Girls who slurp their spaghetti or order like a messy meal on the first date, like wings or something they have to pick up, or like crab where their hands get gross. Guys are like, it's the biggest cringe ever. And it's not okay. Like, you just watch them eating.
I've got an ick here, and it's when you say a word that has an R in the second space, but you don't hear an R, so it's like, order! And whatever else you just said about when people order something.
Order?
Order.
Order?
Order.
Do I add R's to that?
No, you're not pronouncing the R. O-R-D-E-R. You're order.
Order?
Order.
How would you say? Order.
Order.
How do I say it?
Order.
Order?
Order. Order.
Ew, that's your ick? Wow.
He just made his ick face.
Ew. That's fucked up, Alan. All right. Girls who try to eat off their plate.
Ah! Rude.
Like, I girls will not are like, stop. Oh, I don't want food, and then pick on their fries.
Can't stop, won't stop.
All right. Well, how's that's that? A lot of their ick. Girls who try to act really tough.
Yeah.
Like, be submissive and, like...
Like Sammy at the Jersey Shore. Yeah, well, I got
maybe.
You.
Yep.
So, like, they're afraid this girl can beat their ass?
No, they're just, like, calm the fuck down. Settle down. Like, I guess it's, like dumb, like, over trying to over-dominate them or something. I don't know. Girls who hop from table to table at, like, clubs that are, like, bottle rats that just like get a drink here, then go to the next guy's table, get a drink. Bottle rats.
Noted.
Girls who are super entitled, that like everybody's below them.
Mm-hmm.
Girls who are over surgically enhanced, like it's so uncomfortable that like when you're scared to kiss them because like their lips are going to explode or
like you.
No, mine are fucking perfect. I don't know what you're talking about. any girl who talks about their ex or talks to their ex was the number one I got back from everybody. Girls who talk about their ex or continue to talk to their ex.
It's giving insecure.
It's giving, I hope we're over him. Hmm. It's giving, we're probably not.
It's giving, I don't stop talking to my exes until you put a ring on my finger.
Oh, okay. I like that. Is a starfish in bed.
What's that?
When you just lay there like this.
Why would you lay there with your hands in the air?
I don't know, but like you basically just take the dick and you do nothing else with it.
Like, I know starfish. Like it's vanilla, like, oh, you're fucking bed. A corpse, like a dead body, but like what is the starfish is hilarious. The thought of somebody so funny, with their hands in the air, like
all I think of is Finding Nemo with the one that's like attached to the starfish the attached to the edge of the glass.
Wow.
Yeah. Any girl with hair on her toes, I get it.
Yeah.
We said that about men.
Not great. Toe hair just in general is not great. Yeah,
it's offensive. Any girl that has like stubble on her leg, they don't like that because they love like rubbing your legs. And if it's like stubbly, it's like, ew.
I got bad news.
You got stubble.
I'm a whole laser. My body lasered. I took that fucking pain for like 8 months, like fucking straight pain in my asshole everywhere on my body. And I got knocked up and that shit. My legs are my. I haven't bought a razor. In months and months and months.
Yeah, that sucks.
And it's back. It's like a genie said, hey, what's your wish? And I said, to be hairless. And he said, okay. And then he went, just kidding. Ha ha.
No, thank you.
I'm going to make it worse. I'm going to make it worse than ever.
If anything, I'm going
to make your ankles like Chewbacca. How's that? That's what the genie fucking said to me.
If anything,
this pregnancy.
I'm going to say to those guys at this moment, that's where I say, nut up or shut up. Pussy, like, You used to love playing outside in the yard. Don't let a little grass get in the way of your good time.
Ew. Wow. Wow.
Oh, man. Okay.
Wow.
So Hats was really funny.
Let's hear it.
He hates girls who wear ballerina flats or like the, you know, those flat shoes that look like corporate shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's his real ick. Yeah. I knew that because he had told me that an ex of his wore them and he was like, I almost couldn't unsee it when I saw her wear them. I knew that, but he told me again about it. Girls who don't wear any perfume, they like the smell of like something sweet or like whatever. And this one killed me because I didn't even know this existed and now I can't unsee it. Girls who have thumbs like Megan Fox. Now, Megan Fox has never done anything wrong in my eyes. So when I heard this, I was beyond offended and I immediately Googled it. Jessica?
I'm on it.
Google it because once you see it, you can never unsee this. He's like, I don't want those thumbs.
Why did thumb disease come up? Does she have thumb disease?
Megan
What's
Fox
that?
Thumbs. Everyone Google this. It looks like a big toe on their thumbs. No. They're like club thumbs. I didn't know that was a thing. No. Look at that thumb.
Why?
I had no idea. And she like talks about it on talk shows. Like she'll be like, oh, I have really weird thumbs, blah, blah, blah. No. And apparently that's like a big
hit. I'd get a toe transplant. I mean, what is it, a thumb?
Thumb transplant?
It looks like a toe. Holy shit.
Yeah. I just thought those were really.
Yeah, no, that's not great.
Right?
That's not great.
Look at those thumbs.
You know
what?
Oh
my God.
That made my whole fucking day because now there's no such thing as a perfect specimen. Yeah.
Yeah.
I say this all the time, like with the hot chicks I work with. I'm like, I know that there's like
some.
Yeah, like they did, like they have a toe that touches the floor. They have to. They have to.
Yep. All right.
Or cankles with hair on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's got to be something.
There has to be something there.
Okay. Alan?
We would like to know some of yours that aren't particularly attacking me and Jess.
Yeah.
That's really
We know hard. Your ick is Jersey Girls. We already know that.
We know that we're not your type, but like maybe try to not be so biased and just tell us your generic icks instead of your Jersey ick.
I do have some generic icks. I don't have a ton of them. Because when you're a guy and by the way, I'm just going to put this out there for all of the people who made all the lists for Tracy. When you're a guy, you can't be that fucking picky. We're ugly people. You take what you get. When someone offers to suck your dick, you take it.
Oh, they're not going to deny that. I've seen a girl who came on a boat with us who had chipped. It looked like she bit her toenails. That's how chipped her polish was. And one of them still banged her. So they're not turning bitches
fucked a
down.
Girl in a back brace. He thought it was a corset. It was not.
I actually think I have one that makes that not that bad.
Can you imagine how fucking picky we are? The guy fucking can't lift his pinky when he takes a shot. And he fucked a girl in a hole.
In a fucking back brace. How is she not, like, more damaged?
I once had sex with someone and they had a seizure and I didn't know it. I thought I was doing really good.
Alan,
I thought I was doing a great job.
He's like, look at her eyes rolling in the back of her head and foam coming out of her mouth. Look at me killing it.
Killing it. Oh my God.
Are you okay?
I would never fuck again. That would ruin fucking
That's like someone like dying and having a heart attack while you're riding them. You're just like, hey, you okay?
Wait. Alan, details. Was this? Were you like halfway done? Was it at the end? Was it the beginning?
I would say that it was
definitely. Rachel?
It was definitely towards the end, because as soon as I realized it was over, it was definitely closer to the middle. We'd been going for a little while, and then,
what exactly happens?
And then seizure happens. I don't realize for a second.
Is she shaking while you're?
Yes.
Ugh.
And then I realize I roll her over, let her lay down and let it finish. And then we go to sleep.
Rolled her over?
She's on top.
And then you go to sleep. You didn't like call an ambulance? She's had a fucking seizure.
You fit it in your seizure.
She was epileptic. So like seizures weren't an uncommon thing for her. She had seizures pretty often being epileptic and like took medicine and everything. So it wasn't like we were done and she was like, I have to go to the hospital. It was like, oh, I've had another seizure.
Wait. Did you finish? Did you finish?
No. Come on. What person do you think I am? Of course I did not.
I picture Alan being like, yeah, take this dick, girl. She's like.
It's the visual for me. It's the visual.
And he's like, yeah. Bro,
anyway. Alan's ix.
No, we're not done. There are still questions to be answered.
So good.
Can she talk during this?
No, she's having a seizure. Do you know what a seizure is?
Okay, so you flipped her over and your dick's still out. Is it in your hand?
No, it wasn't in my hand. I didn't like... Do you think I realize seizure's happening and I go, oh, I'm still hard? Like, no, that was an immediate, like, sobering moment. Like, just... Like, it was gone.
Oh, so you flipped her over.
Let her not choke on her own saliva.
And then, like, how long till she comes to?
It was only, like, a couple more seconds before she was done.
So I had a dog that had seizures and it would, like, shit itself. Did she shit herself?
No. What the fuck? What the fuck, dude?
This is the episode we get canceled.
Is it you in line at the club? Like, come on.
I love that we're never gonna let her live that one down.
No, this is his club moment. So you flip her over, she comes to. Are your pants on at this point? Like, it's kind of rude to leave her there nude in your dress.
I said it happened a couple seconds later, she was done. Do you think, like, in that seconds, I was like, all right, let's get dressed? You have the weirdest questions.
Honestly, I can't even imagine.
Every listener says the same questions, first of all. Okay, so she comes to, what do you say?
Are you okay? Yeah, like, are you okay?
And then, when she's like, okay, you give her some water,
they
whatever.
Went to bed.
Yeah,
go back?
We went to sleep. It was over.
Did you ever have sex with her again?
No.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Yeah, you can't.
That would have been traumatic for me to do it twice.
You can't do
it. The whole time I would have been like, fuck, is that me? Or we need to, like, give her a pill.
Oh, my God.
Nope.
That's terrifying.
Wild.
If anybody is epileptic, whatever the word is, we need to know, like, if it's triggered by sex.
There must be protocol. Like, you pop a pill. There's got to be a protocol. You bang,
would it trigger during, like, certain sexual?
There must be
situations,
rules, and regulations.
Like, I've had orgasms where I'm like, I could be seizuring right now. I can't imagine if that happened at the same time. Can you imagine your body just, like, spontaneously combust?
Oh my God, you just explode!
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It must be, like, overwhelming to the body.
Wow, Alan. Wow.
Yeah.
I will never look at you the same.
Okay.
You know she fell asleep and you jerked off. Don't lie.
Okay, Alan, I want to hear your ick now.
Oh my God. People jump into conclusions.
Not people, Jessica.
My biggest ick, I would have to say, is when someone, instead of just laughing, says, that's funny. Like, fucking laugh then. Don't just, like...
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's a good one.
That's such a good one.
Like, that's so funny, but they're not laughing.
Wow, yeah, that's
a good one, Alan.
That's a great one. I didn't even think about that.
In general, I think sense of humor is a big deal to me. So, like, not having a sense of humor is a big ick.
1 point for us.
Huh?
1 point for us.
Yeah.
1 point for you.
We're funny.
We're funny. We're funny bitches.
And we've never said to you, haha, that's funny.
Although I did text Alan, oh my God, yesterday, and he wrote what? And I was like, what? And he's like, you said, oh my God. I'm like, well, people say that. It's just a thing they say.
How do you put up with her?
Well,
how is it that you put up with her?
It's just a thing people say. And I'm like, yeah, in response to something. Like,
you just text him randomly, OMG.
So I just responded. I was like, oh, okay. OMG.
What a weirdo. You're such a weirdo.
Who asks what after you write OMG?
What's happening? What's happening? That's like the first thing. If I write in the group chat, oh my God, everyone's like, whoa, whoa, what's going on? What's going on?
Out of nowhere.
Like, you write back?
Can you imagine? Here, it's the same as like across the house, you hear someone go, fuck! And you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, in Jessica's world, it's just like, you're like, what happened? And she's like, what?
Or oh, that's she just yells fuck back.
Say.
Okay, carry on.
Yeah, I think so.
I swear this is not a targeting you one, but when they're really obsessed with their like astronomical sign or whatever, the astrology bullshit, like, and whatever.
I feel like we are moderately obsessed.
It's almost like he just thought about us and made a list of icks.
No,
I know.
It's giving attacked.
It's literally like if someone attacked. Is like, I do that. I'm using it because you're right here. I'm a Scorpio, and I'm like, oh, you're also a fucking dick. Like, move on. Your sign has nothing to do with it. You just are who you are.
I think in our defense, our sign does make people worse.
I hate this so much.
Our sign. Another huge, huge. I wouldn't even say this is an ick as much as like in any of my relationship, anything you do this, it's over. Chewing with your mouth open. Yeah. Close
I don't
your
see
mouth.
It.
If I hear you chew.
I have a question.
Okay.
How do I know if I'm that person? Should I eat in front of a mirror to make sure?
Nobody tells you?
If
you can hear yourself chewing.
If you can hear yourself chewing. If like when you chew, it makes a noise, stop it.
How do you eat with your mouth open? It seems unnatural.
Well, I mean, think about it. If you're eating like everything is scalding hot, where you're literally constantly doing the...
I don't think I do that. I don't think I do that.
Also,
I questioned it for a second, but I don't think I do that.
If you eat hot food and you don't make that noise if it's too hot, I don't trust you. Like talking all about right. Not blowing on your soup. If you don't blow on your soup, you get that first thing and you're not going, like, I don't trust you. There's something wrong. You're dead inside. The chewing with that's just, and scraping your teeth on forks. That kills
me. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's not
scraping
great.
Your fork on the plate or your knife while you're cutting something. Like, stop being so fucking aggressive. The food will still be there. Cut slower.
And don't, if we're going, obviously I haven't been single in a long time, but if we're going out, don't worry about what the prices are on the menu. Like, I took you here for a reason. Just order
what
you want.
I've seen the menu before. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
that's not good.
Just
girls,
order what
don't
you
do
are.
That to a man. Yeah. Like, you're saying like a girl will look at the menu and be like, oh, I want chicken fingers, but they're too expensive.
If chicken fingers are too expensive, I'm not taking...
First of all, Jess's food palate is the size of a 7-year-old.
I was gonna
like,
say,
it doesn't exceed that.
And you're like, oh, I just want the chicken fingers. It's like, no, that's the cheapest thing on the menu. You're just trying to order the cheapest thing on the menu. It's fine. Order what you want. If you really want the chicken fingers, sure. Depends on where we're going, though. Like, if I've taken you to a great steak restaurant and... You're like, oh, I just want the chicken fingers. I'm kind of like,
ew. Like, this girl has no adult palate. I'll have the mac and cheese, please.
You know what? I will still order all the apps. Does that count?
Mm-mm. No.
I'll spend $200 on appetizers.
Nope.
No, you won't. I will.
Yeah.
All right, Alan, these are good icks.
Yeah, I think mine are pretty generic, though. Like, there's not anything that's about, like, someone's looks or anything like that. I don't care enough. You look who you are, be who you are.
Most what if they're really tan, like almost like they tan themselves to look Indian?
I don't care if they've tanned, but if they've ever used the phrase, look how dark I'm getting, then it's out.
Oh, so me. Dark. I don't tan myself to look a certain way. I get sun very easily because I leave my house, Jessica. I know you don't understand the concept of vitamin D, but it's outside if you ever want to go. I have said a million times, oh my God, look, I got tan.
If you actively prefer to spit rather than swallow.
That's a non-negotiable. I don't even think that's an ick.
It just doesn't logically make sense to me.
Okay, I'm going to piggyback off that one because
I'm not swallowing anymore. I did my time.
I you know from your skeeve, story. I skeeve a guy that, like, if I do swallow and you don't kiss me, then I'm like, so I'm supposed to take it, but you can't. This is your own body. Like, how immature are you?
It depends
I'll
on
never how much ever hook up with you again.
So, like, if your lips are covered in cum.
No! I mean, no. First of all, why are your lips covered in cum unless you just got a facial? Unless you're swallowing it directly. It's like medicine. Down the hatch. That's it. Why is it just
How
sitting on your lips?
Rachel?
Yeah, Rachel's a freak. I don't have it just chilling on my lips like that.
Like you're using it as a chapstick.
Yeah, like,
Lips are covered.
So hydrating.
It depends. No, I'll kiss her if her lips are covered.
I get that. If her lips are covered in cum, I understand.
So hydrating.
Yeah, like, what? Like, it's one fluid motion. He comes. You don't even taste it. It's right down the throat. It's right past the fucking taste buds and all. What are we talking about? But the fact that you won't kiss me after is like, oh, I skeeve myself. Then why should I not skeeve you?
The fact that Jessica actively chooses spit is crazy to me. Because, like, I know the story. We've talked about it on air before. Where she told me about where Denny came. She went to go find somewhere to spit it out. And instead tripped, fell, and it went everywhere.
Yes. One of the greatest stories I've ever been told.
After that's happened once, it feels like from that point on, you're just like, you know what? Never mind. Never mind.
Here's how I honestly feel. And I think a lot of you ladies will relate. I've been blowing people for my entire adult life. And I've swallowed a lot of loads. And I feel like at a certain point, I earned the spit factor. I think I have put in the work, the time, and I have earned the right to spit it out at this point in my career. Do you know what I'm saying?
I hope if there's anything that happens with the show, like 20, 30 years down the line, someone passes away and we have a compilation of all the moments that really define who we are.
Yeah, and it's all like we swallowed a bunch of loads.
At Jess's funeral, it's like just clips from bad examples, and it's I've swallowed a lot of loads. I've done my time.
Just saying, it's like being a senior at your job. You know, you get like perks. That's a perk of, you know,
the
being in the industry for so long.
And then spit it somewhere anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get to savor it. Oh, I get it. Jess is like, it's like wine. She's a cum connoisseur.
You know what's fucked up too? Like, it is true. Like, when I swallow, it goes down smoother. But when I'm spitting it, and
you retaste it. It's
you
like
can see it in
up.
The sink. Oh, like, my God, I'm dying again. I get too pregnant for this.
Yeah. First of all, if it's big enough, it should go right to the back of your throat anyway.
Have you ever
and like
looked
when you're
at
a kid,
a load, what it looks like, it's
and
fucking
your mom
disgusting.
Is like, just swallow the syringe. The medicine goes right down your throat. You won't even taste it.
Yeah,
that I kept that in my adult life.
You took that lesson.
Took that lesson with me.
All right.
Don't forget, guys. New episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.